SNL season premiere barely mentions Biden's Where's Jackie? Brain Freeze. By Simon Kent on October 2, 2022. Saturday Night Live, SNL, has launched its latest season with barely a mention of President Joe Biden's brain freeze or Vice President Kamala Harris' geographical confusion. Two events that together defined a gaffe-strewn week for the White House. This weekend's traditional SNL cold open made passing. Obtuse reference to Biden by wondering if he has lost his marbles before quickly returning to Donald Trump and a host of other issues from abortion to Hurricane Ian. The 7-minute segment viewed the world through the prism of Trump's Florida office while neglecting the current inhabitants of the White House in a seeming effort to protect the president from public scrutiny. The opening sketch for the night was also, mostly, devoid of current political events while still keeping the focus on Donald Trump, Governor of South Dakota Kristi Noem, R., and others. Weekend update shone a light on Vladimir Putin and his Ukraine invasion. Hurricane Ian plus Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Ted Cruz. A mention of Biden forgetting the death of Representative Jackie Walorski, RN, who died in a car accident just last month. Alongside a reference to Harris was seen as enough canvassing of the past week. As Breitbart News reported, the past 7 days have been filled with news on the White House and its Democratic occupants. Biden's shout-out to a deceased congresswoman left much of his audience and supporters squirming, with others later questioning his mental acuity. "Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?" Biden asked after thanking several bipartisan members of Congress. "I didn't think she was going to be here," he added. Walorski, RN, died in a tragic car accident in August. On Thursday, it was the turn of Kamala Harris to confuse onlookers. She ended her 4-day trip to Asia with a journey to the Demilitarized Zone, DMZ, dividing the Korean Peninsula. During the stop, she asserted the United States has a strong alliance with the Republic of North Korea. "It is an alliance that is strong and enduring," she added, intending to refer to the Republic of Korea, which is South Korea's official name. Later, Harris went to the top of a ridge, near guard towers and security cameras. She looked through bulky binoculars as a South Korean officer pointed out military installations on the southern side. Then an American officer pointed out some of the defenses along the military demarcation line, including barbed wire fences and claymore mines. He said American soldiers regularly walk patrols along a path. "It's so close," Harris breathlessly observed through her high-powered binoculars. SNL has for decades been a universally loved show, as Breitbart News reported. However, NBC's star has transformed itself in recent years into a shrill, left-wing platform defined primarily by its hatred of all things Trump. The show is no longer a must-see for any age group and has been plagued by low ratings and cast defections. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.